A time in Afghanistan coming back to haunt us, so more allegations are being levelled around the much-discussed 2012 raid of Bagh Haq, where two New Zealand soldiers were killed, we know this. The claim is the report into what happened is wrong. It's alleged we shot first. Also 2004, Willie Appiata earned his Victoria Cross by carrying his injured commander 70 metres through a firefight. But the day after, it is alleged, the SAS went back to the area and terrorised the villagers. So where does any of this go? Intelligence and defence analyst Paul Buchanan's back with us. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
What do we do with stuff like this? Because this isn't new, isn't it? It's allegation, counter-allegation. What do we do with it?
Well, I think there should be two investigations into at least two of the allegations. Now, let me start with Willie Appiah and the SAS raid down in Uruzgan province in 2004. The series that has now revealed that they came into the village the day before the firefight and supposedly, quote-unquote, terrorized people. Then there was the firefight that night, and the next day they came back with the bodies of the dead and did some more terrorizing. That, I don't know if it needs to be investigated for simple reason. The village was a Taliban village. It was hostile to the Western forces. They came in. They surrounded the men, talked to them sternly about what they intended to do, which was to clear the area of Taliban. And presumably they used a tactic called a bait and hook, which is by the virtue of going into the town, they provoked the Taliban to fight them that night. And if so, they were successful. Now, Willie Appiata, of course, earned his honor by carrying a gravely wounded comrade across an open field in the face of fire. The report that I've read, this recent report, says that that fellow, his comrade, was dying. I don't remember any SAS member dying in that particular confrontation, so there might be a problem there in terms of the reporting. But nevertheless, they came back the next day with the bodies of dead Taliban and dropped them in the village. That may be rude. That may have been unnecessary, but in terms of war crimes,
exactly,
that sort of stuff, and in a hostile conflict zone, I really don't think it's a very big deal. And I'm not discounting that villagers were annoyed, but it doesn't rise to the level of having a command investigation. Now, the other two do, and there's a simple reason. I say the other two because I'm including the SAS raid in Baglan in 2011. And the reason is simple. For that one, and you and I have talked about this before, there's allegations that unarmed civilians were targeted on purpose, that the raid destroyed the village out of proportion to whatever threat it may have been to the New Zealand forces in nearby Bamiyan. And so that has to be investigated. And as you know, there are lawyers already calling for an investigation, but let's remember they're also in touch with the International Criminal Court in The Hague with an interest in trying to charge some of this SAS personnel with war crimes, and that would not be a good thing. And then finally, there is the so-called Battle of Bagh Haq. Bagh Haq, I think, is the proper way of saying it. And that has to do with the fact that there are allegations that not only did the New Zealand Defense Force personnel fire first, that in and of itself is not a bad thing, but that there were friendly fire incidents, that at least some of the dead and wounded were killed by their own troops, and that there were command failures that day, that the leadership on the ground failed to perform professionally in the way that they were trained to do. In fact, I seem to remember from the time that a week after the incident, they were replaced. And SAS soldiers, SAS officers, were sent in to replace them because there was concern about the levels of professionalism displayed on that day. And you may remember there was a video that confrontation, which amid all the chaos, which is typical in a firefight, displayed a lack of command leadership on the part of some people that needs to be investigated. So this last one, all has to do with failures of leadership, if they did occur, we don't know. And then, of course, the SAS raid with the possible targeting of civilians. The trouble here, Mike, is that the NZDF leadership has rejected an internal review of that Battle of Bagh Haq. It said it was inadequate and inaccurate. and they haven't commissioned another one. So we really don't know what happened there or in the SAS raid, and until we do, we can't determine blame. We can't determine innocence.
Because we don't know. All right, Paul, listen, I appreciate your time as always. Paul Buchanan out of the States this morning. He's in Florida, by the way. He's been looking at the eclipse. I don't think he went all the way to Florida just to look at the eclipse, but I'm sure it was a great time anyway.